5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one? Put moron number two on the phone.
That's got to be 8 years old. It's as funny today as the time when it happened.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
Oh, Cam Smith.
Oh, Jimmy.
If you don't mind, umpire, please. Just a closing nine holes of 30 to jump over the top of Rory to start with and win his first major are just nuts. Mm-hmm. A complete insanity.
Yes.
So we're going to get to the bottom of that.
We will.
Damo in. Damo. Talking footy. When we speak about the golf, we speak to Mike Clayton later on. Ooh. Down in Hobart, actually. Bill building a course around there where your brother lives.
Yeah, 7 Mile Beach there, just as the planes fly in.
And I reckon it's going to be fantastic, too.
Not building a stadium down there, is he, for the footy?
No, golf course, Bill.
Righto.
He's a golf course
probably
architect.
Righto.
Yeah, so we're speaking to him about Cam Smith.
Mm.
And hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim. I tell you what, you must be very proud of your old boys, North Melbourne.
North Melbourne.
First win since round two. Well done to North Melbourne. And you've got the North Melbourne Blue today.
Well, I did. Rabs pointed that out. I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't see any of it, Bill, because I was coming back from Adelaide on the plane.
Right.
I was following the scores.
Ooh.
I thought 30 points, hello.
Well,
20 points.
Hello.
10 points.
Hello.
And then I'm thinking, oh, no, this is happening again. Man. And the zoo.
Well, and Artie. What about Artie gets a mark?
Oh, no.
And play? I'll tell you where I was. I was at the Carlton President lunch, a guest of Brian Cook sitting next to Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And Robbo was up there talking about himself and who he'd bumped into, the Queen and everyone else.
Come on,
he does drop a few names, Robbo. Wowee. And about three tables over here are all starting to get around. And they got the phones out. So I went over there and we're watching the last 10 seconds,
the
mate.
Game, yeah.
Then the big roar went out when North won. It was unbelievable. Well done to Patch Adams.
Yes.
And well done to you, Rabs.
Well, you went on Wheel of Fortune
day, didn't you? Sale of the Century.
Sale of the Century. How'd you go?
Billy Brownless got me, which is good.
Oh, no! How does Billy
Brownless... He just nailed fast money at the end.
Imagine getting beaten by Bill.
Come on, Richo.
Sale of the Century.
I beat Michael Long and Sam Newman.
Sam Newman.
And who's very good at all that stuff, general
How did
knowledge.
You beat any of them?
Because I'm fast money.
No, I don't reckon you are.
I am quick.
You're not at all quick.
Very quick.
In fact, you're actually very slow.
Very rare.
No, very, very rare.
They're not rare. They're very far from rare.
Ah, time for a wrap.
Oh, come on.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Yep. Jimmy boy, you've set the scene. Stuff the footy, stuff the cricket. It's all about the British Open.
Goodness.
And Smith, 20 under total.
Unbelievable.
Is the lowest winning score ever in an Open at St Andrews, Jim.
And 64 final round, which I think Greg Norman did to win the Open back in at St George in the 90s. So an unbelievable performance. I thought he'd buggered it up with an ordinary third round.
Day three.
And I thought he was then too far back of McIlroy and my man Victor Hovland. But he was to shoot 8 under, Bill, to shoot 30 on the back nine, to go bogey free and win the British Open at the old course at St Andrews is one of the great things.
Exactly. Do you know the last Aussie to win?
Shark
in 1993.
93.
Do you know when Cam Smith was born? 1993.
Oh, well, there you go. And
that's ironic, but I'll tell you something
Peter
else.
Peter Thompson's ashes on the 18th green, and then Cam Smith to win on the same green hours later. It's just a brilliant thing.
Very ironic, but I'll tell you what else is ironic. It's like rain. That two of Queensland's greatest sports people ever are called Cam Smith. Can you believe that?
You can't get enough.
Cam Smith, the rugby player for Storm, 430 games.
Well, what happened to them?
And, we'll talk about them in a minute.
Rugby league.
That's right. The greatest player ever to play rugby. See Queenslander, and then Cam Smith, the golfer.
Cam Smith.
It's not like a unique name, Bill.
No, Cam and Smith.
All right. If your name's Cam Smith, Or even Cam Smith.
Cam Smith.
Smith. Because Rosie knows a Cam Smith that hosted the Wool Show in Bendigo, don't you, Rose?
Yes, you she says. While we're saying congratulations, Lucas Herbert tied 15th. Oh. Anthony Quayle.
Who
I'll put my hand high and I've never actually heard of.
Have you ever heard of Quayle?
He's from Queensland. He finished tied 15th. Yeah. Adam Scott finished tied 15th, and Minwoo Lee tied 21st. So they're all going back next year. You finish in the top 30, you're invited again. But they've played very well, the Aussies, in this tournament.
What about my man that I backed, and he didn't make the cut, did he?
He did miss the cut.
And the claret jug is a beauty, of course. And he said, now we've worked this out, haven't we, Raps? We haven't got any audio of the claret jug. We have.
Yeah, I played you two bits pre-show. Which one do you want?
The claret jug.
Well, perhaps you can tell us how you're going to celebrate tonight with the claret jug.
I'm definitely going to find out how many beers fit in this thing, that's for sure.
Have you estimated how many beers it's going to take in there to drink it all?
I'm going to guess two. Yeah. Two cans of beer.
How many more will you have after that?
I'll probably have about 20 claret jugs.
Come on, mate.
That's with Dylan Buckley, by the way, who's over there.
Yes, I heard.
Good on you, Dills.
Shane Lowry won it in Ireland a few years ago, and he's a big Irish
boy.
He reckons he took the claret jug to every pub in Ireland.
Oh, imagine.
And they just used to fill it up straight in, and everyone was having a drink out of it. So he's got it for a year.
So
Cam Smith.
He should go around every pub in Queensland.
I reckon. And just let everyone have a sip out of that famous trophy.
Because it's not that big.
No.
So a couple of cans would fill it, and then away you go. You've got to scull it. Well done, Cam Smith.
Well done.
Lost weight, looks good, except for the haircut and that silly mo. But well done to you.
Yes.
Also, footy, Jimmy boy. We won't talk about that now because we've got Damo.
Well, why would you say it then?
I just wanted to play you something, but we'll do that very shortly.
So you just wouldn't go with it, would you?
Draper's goal we're going to play. We'll do it now because we'll do it later on too. But what about this goal of the year?
It's unbelievable.
I think Draper kicked it.
As Draper runs out of the middle, handball to Guelphy.
Kick pass! Outside of the road!
Goal of the year! Goal of the year!
Are you kidding me? It's home!
Oh my God!
It could be goal of the year from Sam Draper. Extraordinary scenes of marble.
Will Rolson, our man.
Yeah, did a great job calling it.
Yeah, but I think, was that Bernie Vince in the background?
No, reminded me of Spud. Remember when you used to call with Spud?
Exactly.
That was what he would do. He
couldn't shut up. NRL, the poor
old. What's going on?
Melbourne Storm, they've lost three in a row, Jim.
For sure?
Yes, 1, 2, 3. That's the first time in 7 years they've lost three in a row.
Canberra.
I think he's dropped it.
They have, and Ryan Papenhuyzen now, he's done his knee. Out for the year, Jim. It just gets worse and worse for the poor old Stormers.
We're not getting beaten by the Canberra Raiders.
Oh, I know. Oh, yes. And they were very excited. Good win 2016 yesterday for the Cam Smith. The other Cam Smith this is, Jim. It's ironic. but a suspected fractured kneecap for Papenhuyzen now, so that's not good.
Yes.
What else we got here? A bit of hockey, Jim. The girls are going very well in the hockey over there in the World Cup. They defeated Germany 2-1 overnight. And NBA, Melbourne United forward, and Jack White, who's a star, another big forward from Melbourne United, he's going over and has signed on with the Denver Nuggets.
Good.
So good on him.
Nice.
Melbourne United are going to be a bit depleted, you reckon, next year. Right. The big boys are all leaving. And rugby, I love this. Eddie Jones, who coaches England.
He does.
He was born in Tasmania, grew up in Sydney, coaches England now.
He used to coach us.
He did. And England just won the three test series 2-1. It was pretty close. The Wallabies did all right. One bloke had a good viewpoint. Did you see that?
Oh, it wasn't happy.
Got up on the Bill O'Reilly stand.
And having a wee.
Having a wee on the stand.
What are you doing on the roof of the bloody stand?
He just got lost.
Oh, I don't think
he went up a couple of stairs and kept going, Jim. Up to the top. He was on the roof. Being barred. Never to a Wallabies game. But he was having a out in the veranda. We do at home, out the back.
Thanks, Bill.
Someone called Eddie, you've got to have a listen this closely, called Eddie Jones. It was a lippy spectator, called him a traitor. And he fired back, Eddie.
Come here and say it.
You're a traitor. What'd you say? What'd you say? Come here and say it. So Eddie fired up there. So plenty of sport to talk about because pigeon racing. I was going to tell you about that.
We won't go with that one.
Pigeon racing.
We'll get to demo. Very long rap and sort of rambling a bit.
Well, I only had the first two bits. I must admit, I wasn't all over it.
And the claret drug.
Yes, thank you, Rebs.
Ironic. Smith.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
Plenty of footy news kicking about, so we've got to get the best in the business, Damien Barrett in the studio.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
We'll get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Damo, where do we start?
Well, I just want to work out, is it irony if two people with the same name are famous in their own country for different sports? Is that irony?
Well, what is
wrong
that then?
Use of the word
it's just an unusual two-name situation.
Coincidence.
A coincidence. It's more of a coincidence than an irony.
Well, there's no song that says, it's a coincidence.
And the other thing that makes me laugh about you, Bill, you won't sit in this chair that I'm in right now because you've got eye contact with Jim.
So I've found it first, right? Because it's not right, blokes sitting across looking at each other eye to eye.
Why is it not right?
Because it just doesn't happen, Damien.
But now we're about 30 centimetres apart.
I complain. What are we, bloody hip-hop? Welcome to hip-hop station here. So I didn't like it. Next day, guess who jumps on the bandwagon? Jim. And now it's all my fault.
Yeah, good.
Producers are blowing up.
But you're on his camera shot. The show's about him more than you.
Of course it is. Get rid of him.
It's got my back out of my head, which isn't great. Land a helicopter there like TJ. How was TJ back on the Sunday show?
Yeah, he was back. He was very jet-lagged yesterday.
So no good.
Oh, he was good. Good content. Now it was very good content.
So you're saying he was no good?
I think he came back from ad break and started talking and then forgot that he was on TV at one stage. But that's good TV, as you know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Come on, chomp.
Are you missing us, Bill, on that?
No.
We're missing you.
Was he having a little wee on a couple of trees? Because I know that Naif Brown was quickly in his chair. So was he re-establishing himself, the Chompers?
There was that alpha male sort of arrangement at the meeting where it was we had no illusions as to who was leading the meeting yesterday, then the show.
Like move on. What did you enjoy over the footy weekend?
I liked the fact there were three lesser lights, in inverted commas, who managed to kick six goals for their clubs. We may as well start with Cozzy Pickett, who probably put together the best game of footy that he's played. And his team, Melbourne, needed it, and he did too yesterday. In Traeger Park in Alice Springs.
Had two bites at it, went back, got the ball to Pickett. Pickett dances, turns around. He did a 720 in the end, Pickett, and then he banged it home into the pocket. First one there, Pickett over the shoulder. That is another great goal from Pickett.
Big Gorn couldn't take the mark. Cozzy Pickett's lurking out of midair. Cozzy's kicked his third ripper.
Pickett, right foot, make no mistake. He's on fire. Best man on the ground at the moment. Pickett, they won't catch him. They won't catch him from 55. For five, for Pickett, and that's the game.
Cozzy's going to run around on the left boot, and he's going to kick six. He's put on a clinic.
So it helped Melbourne re-establish itself on the ladder just behind Geelong. They've still got some work to do. They'd lost four of their previous six. Yep. They needed that win, and I think without him kicking the six goals, they'd probably fall to Port because the numbers and the metrics that Port likes to hit in any given game were good for them. But they didn't get the scoreboard going.
They won clearances and won hardball. They won it all, didn't they?
But they did enough to win the game without actually getting the score. But so well done to Cozzy Pickett. Cam Zuha, Jim, the fact that it's round 18 hasn't yet signed and then he's had, again, probably, and if not, the best, one of his very best games of football to his stage of his AFL life, kicking six against Richmond in a much-needed win for North. Great signs for him. You'd think now that there is a new outlook at the club and the new person to come in, well, it'd be more favourable than it was with the old
coach. I didn't see the game I signed to Bill because I was on the flight home. Five goals from five kicks, wasn't it?
Yeah, at half to half time.
Is that what he had?
It's a half time, and then kick the sealer. The match winner.
How did he kick that? By the way, where's the defence?
Yeah, it was unusual for Richmond to be that lacking at that moment, and for Dylan Grimes to have played on him for most of those six goals, and to not, I suppose, get goal side of him in that situation, and not have enough backup. Yeah. So we'll get to Richmond on the negative side of it. Just on North. growing thought that Ross Lyon's going to get involved in the process at North Melbourne. The boys yesterday on Triple M on the Sunday coverage asked him about it, and he was reasonably open.
It's gratifying to be mentioned in dispatches. I've got no certainty for you either way. I haven't got a definitive answer whether I'm interested. So you always take a call and you always respect people. And sometimes you might be able to help what they're looking for if you're not the right person.
Damo, what didn't you hear there?
You didn't hear a I don't want the job.
You didn't hear a no or a no?
Yeah.
Which are both the same.
What does that mean? Yeah.
You didn't just hear a trying no to work with you there,
no.
Bill.
No but, or a not. That's yeah. what I was thinking. Yeah. You didn't hear no or not, did you?
As in, you're no, hearing that he's interested in the job?
It. Yes, yeah, exactly.
I think when he went with Cam Smith, it's really an indicator of the Nick Mills.
But you didn't hear him say, no, I don't want the job.
No, you didn't hear that. No. And you'd think that he would take a phone call, which is what he said himself, Bill. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, hey, you'd be mad not to pick up the phone if you are North, I would have thought, to have him involved. Because they seem to be going down the path, and I would urge them to go down the path of going for a tried coach in inverted commas, because they've tried now two untried. In fact, they've tried three untried in a row, given that Brad Scott was also untried. He worked. He became tried on the run. Reece Shaw didn't, and nor did David Noble. So they, I think, need as a starting point to go down that path. Would you agree, Jim, as a former
sure
president of the club?
That's what they'll do.
Yeah. Yep. And that brings into play Don Pike.
Whether that's Ross Lyon, I have no idea, but I think you would be going after someone who can do the job.
His Choco's name's getting out there.
And so it should.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. Don Pike would be another one. And I keep, and I certainly am of the strong belief that whatever Adam Simpson's saying, it won't matter if the phone call comes in officially.
Are you
ruling him out?
Yeah, I'm ruling him out. With a big texter.
Okay, well I'm not.
Who's the other one who kicked six?
Alistair Clarkson.
The other one who kicked six was Luke. Yeah, Alistair Clarkson too, Jim. Was Luke Bruce. What a great career.
He's how good.
Pushing 500 goals. Yes. He's been shopped around a couple of times. He wants to stay.
Kick more than Bill.
He's
played more games.
And he's only a small man.
And he's proof that clubs, no matter what stage of a rebuild they might be at, they need people like Luke Bruce involved. Did you want to touch on the Sam Draper thing later on, or do you want to do it now, or do you want to...
Tex Walker kicked five, by the way. Yeah, he won less and was really, really good.
Really good.
Sam Draper, we've heard the...
hear it before. Just a great performance by us. And then, again, I do still think a lot of these wins in this back half of a season, once they can't make finals, are fake in terms of what it actually means, and I would hope for their sake they don't get too caught up in winning four of the past five when their season was shot.
St Kilda, Brisbane, Sydney and Gold Coast, all going for finals.
They're the four.
So is it a waste of a year or is it, I don't reckon, you've still got five games to go, you've still had four wins there. They finish well again. I don't think it's wasted as much as what it could have been.
I take the view it is, Bill, but I actually factor in that they've got into this form on the back of the season being a write-off for them and it not having anything to play for apart from their own pride.
All right, we'll just pause there, Purple. We'll get back to you shortly with the other side of the equation.
More Damien Barrett next.
This is Damo's Recovery Session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Damien Barrett's in the studio.
And still in a positive mood.
Yeah, we'll stay positive. We need to. Mark Blitzarves, what a player he is, Bill. I know it's no secret, but best and fairest in 2015, another one in 18.
Yes.
One as a wingman, one as a fullback, fill-in fullback. And now he's just a stop. He's a stopper.
A run-with player,
a creator, a centre clearance beast.
I can't wait to see what the coaches' votes are because it was a very even performance.
He picked them up. He didn't get the 10, but he was the best on the ground, according to the two coaches.
Right, because Jeremy Cameron also was good. No, about 10 Geelong players. You know why? Chris Scott, he's going well.
He's in the positives. Well, he's just there. Chris Scott.
Well done.
There he is. Eight in a row. They're just managing it now, aren't they? And look, they made a call early in the year. Recall the game against Brisbane Lions, round four, I think it was. And Brisbane was going really nicely. They came into town and they rested Joel Selwood.
Yes.
And I just think it just sent a little message to Joel. He doesn't need a message sent, but it just told him, we're going to go into this game without you. Mm. And they did, and they got their season away. And then they obviously made the decision on Dangerfield. They've won three of the four matches, and he's still got one to serve with Tom Stewart, arguably the best backman in the entire competition. So they haven't needed him in the past 3 weeks.
I reckon they've given him an extra week.
An extra week, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And he was a bit ill too, wasn't he? He got a health and safety protocol. Yeah. Marcus Bontempelli has had a mixed season by his standards, but was back to his absolute all-time best with what he did against St Kilda. So big tick for him. Nick Dacos, the secret's well and truly out there, and he's not just a guaranteed rising star, but it would have to be, Jim, in in an All-Australian conversation.
No, it's certainly the squad. Yeah. I agree. I think he's been superb.
If you look at his numbers, just in isolation for the past 7 weeks, they are not just rising star good, but they are competition, almost competition best for the role that he plays.
And 40 touches, 3 goals. So he's gone past his old man. So Peter's not the best player even in his family. Don't worry about it.
A little bit catching up to do with Peter. I mean, Peter might still be the best Collingwood player of all time.
Yeah, I know. This is the Macedonian.
No, I'd need to see some tricks. Before I'm putting him in Pete's category, I'd need to see some more trickery.
He's got some, Jim.
No, yeah, but the old man.
Yeah, the old man.
It was ridiculous.
I know. But the talk about the greatest player ever at Collingwood, but Scott Pendlebury.
And one more, and I think I've tried to raise him every single Monday. For Chad Warner. He's going to win a Brownlow, Bill, and it might even be next year.
He's going to win
a Brownlow. He's going to win a Brownlow, Bill, and he's on a poll this year as well.
What about Hugh McCluggage, by the way? 29 touches, 4 goals.
It was important, that role that he played with those 4 goals. He's done that a couple of times this year, kicked the 4, and he's added goal kicking to his repertoire this year. That was a danger game for Brisbane. They came out of a rough patch there with illness and injury and a little few things going on where people were getting frustrated. But again, they only beat GWS when you look at it on paper, but they just needed a win, and he was crucial to it. Now, the negatives. Yes. St Kilda's a mess. A complete and utter mess.
It's disappointing, that.
Yeah, to concede, as you called it, Jim, the first 7 goals of the game against Western Bulldogs. And it's a form line now that is worrying, because in 4 of their past 5 matches, which they've lost, they have conceded 7 or 6 consecutive goals in 4 of those 5 games. Yep. And you do not win games of footy when that happens. No. It can happen, because we've seen it happen throughout the course of the year, but you can't do it as regularly as that, given they got to 8-3 at one stage, Bill, and were pushing for a top 4 spot in that particular round.
Well, they were 4th at the bye.
Yep.
And then have lost 5 of the next 6. Richmond did them a favour, though.
Wow. Yeah, they did. They did.
They could have really distanced themselves, Richmond.
Yeah, they could have.
Last couple of weeks.
You add the North loss on the weekend to the previous week with the Noah Anderson after the goal, after the siren goal, to just have a nightmare fortnight where different losses. I mean, they conceded the last 3 goals of the game against Gold Coast Suns. They kicked a heap in the last quarter against North Melbourne, but the damage was done by their own failure to kick accurately in both matches. And if you go back even just prior to that to round 15 against Geelong, they were 3 goals up in that game in the last quarter as well. And against the Swans in round 11, they were 5.5 goals up after half time in that particular game. So
it's made that final spot interesting. I mean, they could have shut the gate if they won those two. So at least now there's an interest in who's going to end up playing.
And they might still be the best place to get it, mightn't they? They've somehow finished round 18 in that particular spot. And Carlton too, I was convinced they were the real deal in terms of a premiership crack this year. I reckon Saturday night has proven to me they're not. Your
Geelong,
team just
very
did a number on them.
Yeah. They were.
But it was methodical,
Carlton,
wasn't it?
They were all right. They're going to be.
They're okay.
But you can't just come through and think you're going to win it. Western Bulldogs did it. You've got to hang around the 4 for 2 or 3 years.
You're a big believer in that. I just reckon you seize your opportunity, but they're just not ready. That's the bottom line. Yeah, that is the bottom line.
But they will be. They'll be okay. And their defence is, they've got to get some players back and things like that. So I wouldn't. Geelong were a goal better each quarter, and then another goal overall. So 5 goals. That's about right.
Yeah, but it could have been a whole lot more the way they played it. Geelong just controls the entire ground, don't they?
They were good. They were very professional, Cats. Anything else? Because I've got some interesting stats for you.
Go for it.
Nat Fyfe.
Yep.
1 kick, 14 handballs.
I hadn't picked up on that.
Not sure what. And Josh Carmichael for Collingwood. 24 disposals.
Looks good.
24 kicks.
Really?
No handballs. And Rory Laird had 20 tackles, and young Berry had 17 tackles. Plenty going on over there. That wasn't a bad game.
It was a very good game, actually. Mm. But the weather contributed to that. It got very heavy, the rain at times, so the ball was on the deck. Mm. No, I liked it. Tell me, Jack Ginnivan, how are you assessing the way he's being umpired?
You don't like to say this, but he's being umpired differently to every other player, I feel. And the rules are the rules, but he is not getting the free kicks he should get. And I reckon even on the weekend too, Jim, the free kick that was paid relatively late where he was done for holding the ball, he didn't even have it. It was behind him, and he didn't actually bring it in either. So, I mean, there's clearly an awareness which is subconscious, I would think, in the opponents, the way they tackle him, but also the umpires. I think they just see him there. So,
Well, what worries me is if you pick the ball up and then you go searching for a tackler's body with your head,
yep.
we've got to get that out of the game.
Yeah.
Not only does it look horrible, but it's dangerous.
Not good for him.
Not good for down concussion, not good for potential spinal injury. We've got to stop footballers thinking that that is an option when they pick
But he's not the only one doing it to him. I mean, Cozzy Pickett got one of his six yesterday. No. In fact, he had raised the arm looking for that free kick before he even got touched.
For a second saying he's the only one. There are lots, and that's why I think we've got to actually stamp it out of the game because it is bloody dangerous.
That is dangerous.
Will Carlton, what's his name?
Hayes.
Unlucky to get 2 weeks for that.
I thought he was, Billy. For those who haven't caught up with it, it was a tackle on Menegola who was subbed out of the game, but I didn't see much in it. And I've looked at it now 15, 20 times like a lot of people, and to get 2 weeks for it, I'm surprised. As we speak, we haven't yet been told what Carlton is intending to do with it, if anything at all. But they might just take the view that the concussion or the subbing out of Menegola may actually work against them regardless. But I'm with you, Bill. I thought it was a bit harsh.
Have we seen goal of the round with Draper?
I think we've seen...
goal of the year?
I think we've seen the greatest goal ever kicked by an Essendon player, inclusive of Michael Long in the 93 grand final build.
And Hurdy when he jumped into the crowd.
Yeah.
I was better than that.
Oh, no, I loved it. I love Sam Draper. He's gold.
He's 106 kgs, Jim. Right. And he ran out of the centre. He took on the tackler, ran too far like Michael Long, and then Bernarded it.
He did.
And they couldn't catch him. No. He was off. He was off to the races.
Love him.
Love it. No, he's bringing some real energy to that
Giants. Who's going to coach them?
Don't claim to know, Bill, because the club is still going through its process too. But I think that you'll find that... North is interested in the same person they are in terms of just to explore the options, Alistair Clarkson. But he, I'm not as convinced, wants the GWS job as much as he may have wanted the Gold Coast job. Make of that what you will, Bill.
Are we sending a bus anywhere?
No, we're not this week.
Oh, no buses?
No buses.
Well, good, because that one's nearly back. No,
we had to get that one back out of Arden Street, given they had a well-deserved win, and we just give them a couple of weeks of respite. Nice. And West Coast still lost, but... not as bad as they were, and Adelaide was okay against Collingwood.
What am I making out of the Alistair Clarkson Giants?
That he may just not want it.
What was that?
I was sort of like a subtle messaging today, for you to say that he just may not want it.
I'm just wondering.
He's dry July. I think that's the issue. Because he can't speak anyway, but if he's abstaining, it actually makes him worse.
Although he had that joke on the weekend, he's only drinking Carlton.
Dry and scotching.
Oh,
dry.
Right. Nice to see you, Purple.
Jim.
Damo's recovery session.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget Triple M Rush Hour on our socials if you want to get involved on the show.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Does the channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim.
Name me something you've done in your life that you will never do again. I'm going to tell you why I'm asking that
question. Why are you asking?
Driving around yesterday, I watched Fred play footy, and then I was driving home, and I drove past a sign that said garage sale.
Oh, that was
just around the joint, corner from my joint. And, Bill, I got a shiver up my spine.
Why?
20 years ago, I had a garage sale.
Yes.
So I put the sign out the night before. 4:45 the next morning, half-wits are queuing up out the front of my joint. 4:45 on a Sunday morning.
They've got to get in there early.
We open up at 7. They sprinted past me. They're literally running down the side of the house out the back.
My stock takes off.
Bumping each other out of the way. And then they start abusing me because there wasn't a coffee table.
I said,
mate, there was never a coffee table. So he was annoyed.
Yeah.
Another bloke says to me, this stuff's crap. He reckons. Woman says,
yes.
If I knew this was all there was going to be, I wouldn't have got up so early. In the end, I lost it. In the end, I said to a lady, all I said was that there's a garage sale. Yeah. I never said that the stuff was any good. If you don't like what's on sale, bad luck.
Out.
We don't have to speak like that. She cracked it back at me. So, Bill, in the end, I couldn't get the people out of there quick enough.
Did you make any money?
Oh, not much. And, Bill, never again am I having a garage sale. Oh. Like, never.
Never. Ever again.
133353, by the way. Hence. What have you done in your life that you swore you will never do again?
Skydiving.
Yes.
Never, ever again.
I did that too.
I hated every second of it. Going up,
yep.
going out, pushing your little bum out to the side of it, yep. and then jumping, thinking, what have I done here?
No, I'm the same. I'm never doing that. I don't like heights anyway, but I didn't like that.
Look forward to hearing from Paul.
What are we giving away, Rudy?
A double pass to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers Australian Tour with Post Malone at Marvel Stadium, February 17. Grab your tickets at livenation.com.au.
Ring us now, 133353. What have you sworn you will never do again?
Good, Jim.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He's from Adelaide. Gee, they're just from all different country towns. Mm-hmm. Daniel,
Adelaide is not a country town.
It's a city.
Literally a city.
Have you been?
Yes.
We go into Adelaide.
Good city.
Great city. Never am I having a garage sale again in my life. That's never, funny. Bill. Angry people on a Sunday morning abusing me because my stuff was no good.
People love having them. They make good money. Love going to them, Jim.
I didn't make good money. Adrian Wheeler's Hill. Ado.
Adrian.
How are we, boys?
Good.
Filling up a beanbag with those stupid little foam balls.
Yep, that's no good.
I remember I did it, and it's the hardest job. And they fly everywhere, don't they?
And then you try and sweep them up with a dustpan and a broom, and they don't stay.
You know what you got to do, Adrian? You do it in a bathtub.
Really? Is that the secret? Well, I'm never doing it again anyway. So thanks for the.
But
the
in a bathtub, because they all just land in the bathtub. They're all there.
Ado's never doing it again.
Well, we'll get started.
Belinda in Morwell. Belinda.
Belinda.
Yes.
What are you? Is there something you'll never do again in your life?
Yeah, well, I will never drink vodka and orange juice again in my life.
Why not? Screwdriver.
Yeah, what happened? Screwdriver.
Well, about 20 years ago when I lived in Melbourne, went out with one of my best friends, and she was the driver after a hard night on the vodka and orange juice, driving home, and I said to her, keep going, I'm going to vomit, just get home.
Yeah.
Vomited all through her car, left it in there overnight. Went to clean it the next day, and it was the worst thing ever. So. I cannot tolerate it.
Vodka and orange, never
vodka
again.
And raspberry's good.
Ooh, Stevie's in Brighton East. Hello, Stevie.
Stevie.
Yep.
What are you never doing again in your life?
God help me fishing.
Why not, Stevie?
When I was a kid, I lived off the coast of South Australia, so we got really cold Bass Strait, choppy water. My neighbour had a tinny. They insisted upon taking me out. I vomited all the time. I got sunburnt eyeballs from the reflection of the water. Fish stinks. They're skinning it. I swear to God, I'm vegan now.
Sunburnt eyeballs.
Yes, literally. Because we're in the 70s, right? There was no sunblock. The best we had was baby oil. There's no suntan. There was no hats. It was just a tinny in the heat, and the dad's like, well, we've come all the way out here. We're not going back in just because you're vomiting. You've got to just hang there for, I don't know, 5 hours.
Good call. No, I don't like fishing.
No, I'm not a big fisherman.
Go to the fish and chip shop.
Mick in Ringwood.
Hello, Mickey.
Hey, boys, how you going?
What are you never doing again, Mick?
Oh, I think you two can relate to this. I'll never, ever get married again.
Well, you shouldn't say never, ever, Mick.
Never, ever.
Scarred, Mick, from the experience.
How many times? Just once?
Just once, but I'll never get married again.
Righto.
He's pretty comprehensive on that, Mick. Certain.
He might find someone out there at the Ringwood Hotel and hook up.
Deb's on the line
from
Kealba.
Yeah, out there north on the way to the Hume Highway, isn't it, Deb?
Yes, it is.
All right, what are you never going to do again in your life, Deb?
How are you, JB and Billy?
Good.
I'm never going to watch my beloved Western Bulldogs play in Ballarat again.
Oh, why? Ballarat's beautiful.
Well, if you'll excuse the language, it's the arse end of the earth. It was freezing cold, pouring with rain. They wanted to charge about $60 for a seat. You've got to stand out in the open. It's just like a local suburban football ground.
Have a listen to Deb get ahead of steam up.
She got her eye in, Jim. But I'm telling you, it's always colder in Ballarat. Melbourne will be 12, Geelong will be 11, Ballarat will be 8.
That's bloody funny. That's what that is. Georgie, stay there, Deb. Georgie's on the line. George?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Good, Georgie.
Yep. When I was a bit younger and had a few ales, managed to climb to the top of a goalpost.
Oh. And you're not going to do it again?
Nah, it was pretty scary. I got up there and my consideration was, how do I get down?
It's only one way,
All right. I got George down the line. Reese in Baxter. Hello, Reese.
Reese.
Happy Monday, legends. How are you?
Good on you, Reesey.
What are you never doing again, Reesey?
Now, I've got to be quick, apparently, but when I was 13, I took a dare, and I accidentally rubbed DP'd on me gonads when I was getting ready to study. Definitely never do that again.
How long did it last on the crackers?
It's about an hour, Bill. Like, when you run around, the sweat just makes it worse, but I'll definitely never do that again.
Jeez, on the gonads.
On the gonads.
Oh, I like it. Well DP'd. Done. Good callers.
I know. Good topic.
I know
I like
where
it.
I'm going.
Fishing?
No, Deb.
Oh.
Right, never go to Ballarat. Never go. What's right. The toxic
actually,
Ballarat again?
Exactly. I'm with you there. So, Deb,
you've got a double pass to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Post Malone at Marvel Stadium February 7 next year.
Thank you so much. My daughter really wanted to go to that concert, so she'll be wrapped.
Awesome, Deb. And I like Stevie too, the fish. She got burnt eyeballs.
I know. Well, she hated it. Spewed her guts out. Poor old Stevie. You have one.
Triple M prize bag heading Stevie's way.
Well, I go, no old topics.
Oh, no, that was good. Good topic, Jim. Right. Well done.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Nat Fife has grown a goat.
So what?
No, I just liked it. It just tickled my fanty.
Fancy.
Fancy.
Just looking at our running sheet for the second half.
Yes.
And I see Mike Clayton, can't wait to chat to him.
Oh, yes, Jim.
Of course, Cam Smith, amazing win in the British Open. And then I see just a random sentence.
What?
Is your name Cam Smith? What is that?
Well, if your name was Cam Smith, you're going to ring in and get a prize, but we've since not going with that.
Well,
Jim.
I knew that was your idea, was it? You're going to ask our audience, is your name Cam Smith?
It was a good idea, and it could work. Because, as I said, Hosemary had a friend called Cam Smith. Everyone's got a friend called Cam Smith.
I don't.
And neither have I.
Anyway, time for this.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Father, father.
Very good today.
Is it?
No. Jimmy, here we go, of course. And I tell you what, they love this. The people listening, they love it.
They do, yeah.
And we're going to number four, please, Rabs.
How about number four, Bins?
What? Jim.
So it's 4 at 5:05.
Jim, your Kangaroos had a win.
Yes.
You must be very proud. Very just for proud. You, Jimmy boy, we've got...
Kangaroos.
That's not
kanga.
What we got. We got the club song.
Kangaroos.
We had enough of both of you, in fact.
Kangaroo.
Both of
kangaroo.
You. Kangaroo. Go and you know what yourselves. That's better.
Here we go. Sing it, Jim.
Lead the blue and white we stand. That's better. Rabbits. Lots of fun. Heaps of fun. Enjoy yourselves today.
Oh, no.
It's a long song, North.
Jeez,
it's
rough
three different parts.
Is it?
A long time coming, but nice winning.
And I hear this, right, that they got in trouble for over-celebrating?
Oh, some banana was apparently accusing him of making the most. You haven't won a game for 14 weeks.
That's right.
You're allowed to sing the song
do
with
what
some
you
gusto.
Want.
I agree.
And well done to Patch Adams.
Yes.
Patchy boy.
He's a very good boy, Patch.
Okay, Ramsey.
What's at number three, Cocko?
Well, here we go. Sam Draper's goal of the year. The cult hero now down there at the Bombers.
Love it.
Have a listen to this.
As Draper runs out of the middle, handball to Guelphy. Outside of the right.
Goal!
Are you kidding me? It's home!
Oh, my God!
It could be goal of the year from Sam Draper. Extraordinary scenes at Marvel.
Wow.
The boys enjoyed that one.
They loved it. That was an amazing goal.
Yeah, it was. A big fella out of the ruck, got the handball back.
He got
banana.
Good wheels, didn't he?
He has for a big bloke. Yep. That was unbelievable. Well done to Drapes there. Rabsy?
Give us number two, Smack.
Oh, here we go. Now, this is our mate here, Jimmy Boy, and he was back in Adelaide with his Adelaide mates, Bernie Vince, Tom Rockcliffe, and Chris Dittmar, the world champions. And Ash Johnson, of course, making his debut.
Yes.
He's from Claremont, and of course, Jim had to start talking about his football ability.
Then he played for the Claremont Football Club where they breed them nice.
Oh, here we go.
A lot of good reserves. Nice and hard. A lot of good reserves footballers out of there.
They don't play for Claremont unless you stick your chutney over. So that's what that'll be in his DNA. Yeah.
How many reserves games, JB?
Don't worry about that.
No, how many?
Three.
And nine against West Perth.
Three.
Who else in this box has kicked nine?
No, I haven't.
Rocky wouldn't have.
At what, junior level?
No. Senior level. Nine.
Nine.
Senior level. Never bloody would have.
What do you mean senior level? It was reserve.
Well, was I a junior or a senior?
Senior reserves. You need to put them in the same context.
Long bow to draw there.
You know, it annoys me when I'm in here.
Why?
Because I can say that in 99 commentary boxes out of 100.
And
no one else has ever kicked nine. Yep. So I've got that over them.
Yep.
Except for Fat kicked 11.
And nine a few times.
No, 11 once.
Yes.
And that was it. So I can't use it in here.
Still a world record at the game. Oh,
world record.
World record.
It is a world record.
Come on.
It is. It is indeed. And here we go.
What do you got at number one, Bill?
Oh, we love Nick Riewoldt, don't we? And he's back on Triple M, of course, with Barry Denner.
Right. The Peoples.
Daisy and Jack Heveron now.
Very good team.
And, Rui just had a look down the opposition boxes, the commentary boxes. And he had a little appraisal of the opposition.
Right.
Rui here this afternoon with Daisy Thomas. Doesn't get any better than that. The others look on in envy. Just shaking their head.
What have we got?
We've got them covered.
We
there's only two next door.
They're just shaking
budget
their
cuts.
Head.
What have they given us here?
Real AFL sort of A-grade ammos type competition in the boxes.
Bruce having a real good look now. And he's locked in what he sees. Brewster's got it at half full.
You know what he's done? He's looked around, he's gone left and right. Yeah. Now I've got these blokes covered.
He's gone.
We're okay.
You're right, Bez.
It's not even AFL, VFL.
Free kick to the Eagles at half back, I think, Jack.
It is a big drop in standard, though, that's for sure.
Jack!
Even Jack's,
jumping in.
He got his eye in there, Rui, didn't he?
Well, Bill. We've always been aware of that
yes.
When you look left and right.
And we always get ahead of ourselves, Jim. But
it's
Rui's,
a must.
Rui's jumped on board.
Pretty quick. He's worked it out as well.
Exactly. So that's
he's
it.
Quality Nick Riewoldt.
He is so good today.
So four.
Only needed four.
At 5:05.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, my helpers just needed
so four. If you're not going with Is Your Name Cam Smith...
And, well, we've done Cam Smith to death.
Oh,
the hose has
cracked
gone.
It. Well, good.
Cracked it.
She does all the work and you do nothing.
I know.
Now, it's interesting as to what we do on the radio next.
Yep.
Because I don't reckon Is Your Name Cam Smith going to work.
Ring us now.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What they say is great bloke, great promoter, but not a great bass player.
Bass player. Talking about Cam Smith,
yes,
Bill's fixated with the fact that it's just a weird name. How can two sportsmen who are that good both be called Cam Smith?
From Queensland, two superstars. Right. Unbelievable, Jim.
So he wanted to go with a phone topic, yes. Is Your Name Cam Smith?
Yes.
And we're not going to do it.
Why?
Because, Bill, you've got to have more to it than that. There's got to be more meat on the bone to it than that.
Haven't you heard some of our topics?
But I'm sure I have told you this story before. I'm not sure if I've done it on air or not.
Right.
Growing up, one of my really good mates, but he was actually my older brother's close to his best mate, named Mark Jones.
Oh, not Cam Smith.
And his dad's name was Fred Jones.
Right, Mark Jones, Fred Jones.
Yeah, so he's Mark Jones, seldom as we used to call him, because he seldom had any success after ours. His old man's name was Fred Jones.
Fred.
Pulled over by the cops driving home from the golf club. The police officer says to him, "I'll see your license." He says, "I'm sorry, I don't have my license on me." "What's your name?" says the police officer. "Fred Jones." Policeman says, "Oh, really? Oh, I suppose his name's Bill Smith. Matter of fact, it is." Get out of the car.
No.
Took them back to the station. Locked both of them up until Jonesy's mum came in and verified the fact that his name is actually Fred Smith and his name Fred Jones and his name is Bill Smith.
Oh, no.
That's unbelievable,
they
Bill.
They actually had to go and get proof.
From mum had to come in the station.
My husband's name is Fred Jones. Hadn't been drinking.
No.
Just on the way back from the...
Pulled him in
and his name is actually Bill Smith.
Got pulled in because they were lying.
Well, but they weren't.
But they weren't.
They weren't.
Yeah, exactly.
The cop thought these two smart asses. I'm going to go and lock them up. And that's exactly what happened.
That is unbelievable.
Now, Bill.
So, Jim, having said
there
all that.
There are actually seven Cameron Smiths who play professional sport.
Oh, the plot thickens. The plot thickens, Jim.
So what?
So I'm going with this now. Thank you, Rabs. I needed that.
Yeah.
I'm going with this now.
No. What 1-3-3-5-3
Hence.
Hence.
Oh, I can't get excited about this.
Jim, Hence. 1-3-3-5-3
Hence. Hence.
Is your name Cam Smith?
You're legitimately going to ask
our
audience.
Is your name Cam Smith? And if it is, we'll give you a prize.
$150 Repco voucher.
Oh, how good. Yes. Because it's Cam Smith Day.
This is bringing our show into disrepute.
Here's a call.
No one.
A call.
Go to a song, Rabbits. I'm very convinced.
And they can't make it up.
No. Oh, how
your
are you
name's
prove,
got to be.
How are you going to prove that?
Because they don't lie, Jim, on don't our they? Show. No
so,
one lies.
So 1-3-3-5-3 the question you're asking our audience is.
Is your name Cam Smith?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I like the bloke to agree with me.
Right now, we're giving away a fantastic prize, a $150 Repco voucher. Play Repco iSpy for your chance to win up to $500 in Repco gift cards. Australian residents only, 16 plus. Visit repco.com.au to play and for T&Cs.
The meeting attached to this show, we've got to wait until I get here.
Yep.
Because I got here today and the running sheet had already been prepared.
That's right.
Down the bottom I saw, is your name Cam Smith?
Jim.
That was Bill's idea.
An easy topic, a topic for Monday.
Oh, no.
An easy topic for Monday, my friend. Is your name
at the best of days?
No,
Cam Smith.
Not so. 1-3-3-5-3 Bill's asked the millions of people that listen to our show.
Yes.
Is your name Cam Smith?
Well, it's Cam Smith Day because he won the British Open. Cam Smith was at the Melbourne Storm, and Rosie knows a Cam Smith that hosted the Bendigo Wool Show. So there's a lot of Cam Smiths there.
So what are we doing?
We've asked for
Cam
Smith.
We'll go to Frankston?
And we'll go to Frankston and say, g'day, Cam.
How are you?
What's your name?
Cam Smith.
Really?
Yeah, funny that.
How come? Did Mum like it? Dad like it?
Oh, Mum liked Cam. My last name was bound to be Smith.
That sounds like bull to me.
No, I like it. I think he's...
Right, you've got to work out whether these people are telling the truth or not. So
I'm giving him a tick.
You say truth?
Yes, I think that's truthful.
Cam?
Yes?
Is your name actually Cam Smith?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no. He's truthful.
Does not sound remotely like it's truthful. Right, Grovedale?
Grovedale and talk to Cam Smith. Okay, Cam?
Yeah, how are you?
What's your name?
What do you think it is? Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron, what's your surname?
Smith.
Oh, my God. No.
No chance. That's true. We'll get to the basin. Yeah, we move on. The basin. We've got Cam on the line. What's your name?
G'day, boys. Cam Smith here.
Oh,
no. What do you do, Cam?
I'm a primary school teacher in Bayswater, mate.
Righto. And
we watched about 10 minutes of highlight footage this morning, and I signed a few autographs.
Bill, I'm sure we haven't actually spoken to one.
No,
Cam
the
Smith
first
yet.
Bloke was. No. These two haven't been.
Lang Lang?
Lang Lang and talk to who is it?
G'day, Benz.
Who is it?
Cameron.
Who?
Cameron Smith, mate. How are you?
Cam. What is your proper name, please?
JB, I don't know how you put up with this. Seriously. What a joke.
It's the worst. We've been doing this 11 years. This
what
is
a
the
topic.
Worst topic.
Terrible.
That we've ever done. But I like the fact that Cam is happy to admit he's lying.
Exactly. Yes.
Stay there.
It was worth a shot, boys.
Stay there, mate. You might still win. We go to Rye.
Yes. Hello, Cam. He's lying.
No, it's not Cam.
Who is it?
Who is it?
This is Greg Dunn. I think you've got the wrong line, Bill.
Across. What are you doing, Greg?
I'm just actually cooking a bit of chicken karma.
Chicken karma. You know, Cam,
just ringing.
You know, Cam Smith.
What are you? Oh yeah, I know. I heard of Cam Smith.
See, there you go.
One used to play for Melbourne Storm. We got one just winning the British Open in the golf.
Well done.
Life doesn't get much better, eh?
Hey.
This is just going from bad to worse.
Greg's cooking palmers.
Yeah, that's it.
Look at this. We talked to Bruce, who reckons he's Cam Smith.
Brucey.
Bruce.
Yeah, mate.
What's your name?
Bruce. No.
He's nice.
I rang in.
No, go I on. Rang in because I've got a Cam Smith that works for me.
Oh, where?
In Shepparton.
Oh, what's Cam Smith do there?
He works for me at Agnew's Plumbing Plus.
Oh, beautiful. Agnew's there you go. Plumbing. Pity, yeah. Pity he didn't ring in. He might have won a prize. Exactly. Bruce, what are you doing, Bruce?
What am I doing? Yeah. I just fed the dogs.
I'm not sure I can put my name to this. No, like, old mate from Quebec, he's just landed at the airport. He's listening going, this is a Metro Drive show that's asking the question, is your name Cam Smith?
Dale Thomas is texting, get this shit off the radio.
That's the worst.
And Bruce rang in.
And we asked Brucey what his name was. He said Bruce.
And Greg.
There was one Cam Smith. It was the first one. He wins the prize. Right. Well done, Cam Smith from Frankston.
Beauty.
No chance.
Anyway, what a topic that
Lang
was.
Lang was good.
Yeah, I like Cam from Lang Lang. He said, I'm totally lying, but it was worth a shot. So what does he get, Rabbits?
He gets an $150 Repco voucher.
Oh, how good, Jim.
Bill.
There you go. Well done, Cam Smith from Lang Lang.
Bill.
Beautiful, boys.
There you go. He can't believe it. Jim. He's just rung up a radio station,
lied,
and got himself a $150 voucher.
There's a West Indian cricketer was called Cammy Smith.
Cammy Smith. He hit the first ball of a test match for six.
Did he?
Yep. And Alan Davison.
Scottish curler.
Mm. Yes.
Yes. And who else, Raps?
There's an English rugby league player called Cameron Smith. And a Scottish curler.
So it's Cameron Smith Day. Of course, he won the British Open. And we're all celebrating Cameron Smith.
Plus mil he tucks away, by the way.
2.5 American, which is 3.2 Australian.
How's that for a
He's won 24 million playing golf.
And he's would. I think someone said it's 12 plus just this year. He's had a bumper year. Won the players.
Huge
year. So well done to him.
And well done to all the Cam Smiths out there. Yep. I knew that I was onto something, Jim. Very ironic.
Ironic.
Or coincidental.
Yeah,
or whatever you want to say.
Or just no shit more radio talking from you. Let's hope Mike Clayton hasn't been listening.
Oh, no.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Can we please get Billy to tell us where the Formula One is this weekend?
Oh, it's not in Ashburger's Inn.
Champion Australian golfer Mike Clayton on next to chat Cam Smith. Let's just recap the last 5 minutes, JB.
Well, Bill's decided on the back of his win in the British Open that we should do a phone topic. Is your name Cam Smith?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think since Hutchie on SEN ran the all-night appetite has worse radio gone to air.
The pancake parlour.
The pancake parlour. and a bloke fell asleep and got sacked. Bill, that's the only radio that might compete with the last 5 minutes. Mm.
Well, Jack, who used to work there, by the way, now is at Triple M and does the bowls and very boring, but he said this is right up there with when have you been dead and come back to life. Did we do that?
Yeah. It was when the Russian journalist faked his own death and went to his own press conference.
Mm.
You asked, if anyone had done it.
Died and come back.
Yeah.
How'd we go? We're getting calls?
Not a person
ring. We had to change it up.
We had 8 calls there.
Yeah, no, Bill.
And Daisy loved it, of course.
No, he said, get this shit off the radio.
That's not good. So, Bill, that's the end of you topics. We'll give you a little spell.
Good. Till when?
Well, next week, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I couldn't believe how good I was and how skinny I was.
It's a very proud day for Australian sport.
Oh, unbelievable. Cam Smith came from the clouds, shot a 64, 30 on the back nine to win the British Open after we all thought he'd buggered it up with a pretty ordinary third round. So we thought we'd get someone who's forgotten more about the game than any of us.
Yes.
And that is the great Mike Clayton, of course, himself a fantastic player and now a golf course architect and commentator. He's down in Tassie. Clates, welcome to you, mate. What a great thing last night was.
It was amazing. Yeah, I went to bed. I had to go up early in the morning. I thought, now I'll watch the replay and I can figure it out. Because I assumed Rory was going to win. It was it was Rory's time. It's been 8 long years for him. And it was going to be Rory's day. And wow, you know, it was a crazy back nine that Cam Smith played. I mean, just no mistakes under the severest pressure. Just incredible golf, really.
His short game, Mike, has to be seen to be believed. I mean, you watch it and he just continues to deliver, not only, you know, chipping, but then with the flat stick. When you've got a poor short game like mine, you're just in awe of him. I can't believe how good he is at that part of playing the game of golf.
No, it was ridiculous last week. That second day, I think he made 280 feet of putts when 100 feet of putts in a day is great putting. I mean, Justin made some crazy long putts, and then he made the, you guys won't remember, but Kel Nagel in 1960 had an 8-foot putt in the 17th green.
Kel Nagel,
to stay a shot ahead of Arnold Palmer, who was the US Masters Open champion and the favorite. And he made the putt, and Cam had the almost the exact same putt. Playing against, I mean, everyone wanted Palmer to win in 1960, and everyone wanted Rory to win yesterday. You know, they're two of the greatest putts ever hit by an Australian golfer. Both from the same green, both pretty much the same putt. Cam's was perhaps 3 or 4 feet longer, but extraordinary.
Yeah, he is.
Putts they both made, yeah.
Unbelievable. Incredible. Great chipper, great putter. But he's not long off the tee, which is, it goes against, I suppose, the grain a bit, because all these blokes now hit it a long way off the tee, but he's not that long, is he?
Billy, no one's short off the tee anymore.
Righto.
You know, if you went and played with him, you'd be staggered how far he hits the ball.
Right.
I mean, and there are no short hitters out there anymore. I mean, a short hitter is someone who hits the ball. Well, put it this way. There are 4 or 5 women on the LPGA Tour.
Yep.
Whose average driving distance is longer than Greg Norman's was in 1985.
Oh, and he was a long hitter.
Yeah.
And Greg was just ridiculous when we were playing.
Oh, yeah.
So Cam's, he's plenty long enough, but his short game's just... Oh. Busted. I mean, it's dynamite.
Yeah. Hey, Clates, I didn't realise till today the amazing story about Peter Thompson's ashes being spread on the 18th green, and then what an amazing thing that is. All those hours later, an Australian being awarded the trophy.
Well, Peter was the first onto the green to congratulate Kel Nagel in 1960, and he was, even though he wasn't there in person yesterday, obviously, he was certainly there in spirit. So Peter would have loved the way Cameron Smith plays golf. He'd have loved that dogged, relentless, not flashy, but just never waste a shot, never give up, grind it out. You know, he was the sort of player Peter really liked to watch, and he was a huge fan of Peter Senior's, and Cam Smith plays the same sort of game, really, just relentless. And when I say there's no choke in him, there's choke in everyone who plays golf. I mean, he dumped that 7-iron in the water at Augusta a few months ago, but you know, he's under pressure. He's not going to make a mental mistake.
Mm,
yep. Hey, Clates. Now we know you're down in Hobart doing an amazing job with a new course out 7 Mile Beach. I think is
7 Mile Beach exactly.
7 Mile Beach, it is.
Because he designed Barnboogle, which is a huge success. That's all you, Clates, isn't it?
Well, no, it was Tom Doak and I. Yeah, we did.
No, it was you, Clates.
it wasn't me. Trust me, but. Yeah, we're doing this with Mike DeVries, who did Cape Wickham, King Island, and we're doing it for Matt Goggin, who...
Oh, yes.
For those with a longer memory, Matt was tied for the lead in that Open at Turnberry, 2009, that Stuart Sink beat Tom Watson, and he was playing with Tom Watson.
Yeah.
So Matt's down here, out from America at the moment for a month, so he's good checking out what we're doing. And
the Goggin, he's part of the Goggins at Geelong, don't worry about that.
Yeah, Charlie's his dad, who was Billy's brother. So
exactly.
Charlie's favourite story is how Billy traded him away down to Hobart. My brother traded me to Hobart.
Now, Mike, we can't let you go without that bit of vision of you falling on the ball.
Oh, no. What happened there?
It is still to this day as funny.
Explain it, Jim, for the people who might know.
Well,
I don't know how you explain it.
Well, it was world-class idiocy, wasn't it? Well, what happened was... I hit a putt on the 14th green, New South Wales, which was kind of never really going to get there, but had a shot. You know, when you kind of lift your left arm up and kind of let go of the club and grab it to kind of urge the ball on.
Yeah.
And I missed it. I missed grabbing it. And this thought flashed through my head that, oh no, the putter's going to land on the ball.
Oh, and so you dived.
Went after it and tripped, and that was it. So
you dived and tripped.
Anyone who hasn't seen it, just Google stupid golfer.
Well, I love the fact that you're always prepared to laugh about
it. So what happens there? The ball. So you land on the ball or the ball hits you. What happens there?
Well, then it was a one-shot penalty.
Yeah.
Now, if the same thing happened now, it's no penalty.
What?
Because they got rid of the ball at rest. It was the ball at rest moved on the putting green. And it doesn't matter how it moves, whether the wind blows it or it falls off a little spike mark or whatever, or you fall on the ball, it was a one-shot penalty. But they removed that rule, so now it would be no penalty, which shows it's actually a good rule. It was just there should be a one-shot penalty for stupidity, because I would have got that for sure.
Anyway, Google
you changed the game, mate. It's brilliant. Hey, thanks for chatting to us. Incredible Cam Smith performance, and keep going with the magnificent golf courses.
Okay, thanks, James. Thanks, Billy.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tim Zoo on tomorrow, the zoo kitty.
Oh, yes, please, Jimmy
bang,
boy.
Bang.
Oh, he's
and
got a dog.
He comes up underneath and then rips him around the side. His old man was a legend,
he
of course.
He was, exactly. He's got a dog. Guess what it's called?
What?
Shits. Shih Tzu.
That can't be it, is it? Did you
is that a
the
taster?
Sting there? Or? No.
Warm up.
Oh, my.
Warm up just to put the laughing out there.
Well, let's hope that when you do the joke, it'll be better than that.
Probably not. That's one of my best, actually. Shih Tzu. Not bad.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Oh, tell you what, Jimmy boy. I'm sick of driving up and back to Melbourne. Had enough of it, and it was a slow trip home yesterday to Geelong. Guess what happened?
What happened?
A truck loaded with Vicks vapor rub overturned on the highway, Jim. Police reported there was no congestion for 8 hours.
Yeah, so the joke...
Actually, probably went the other way.
The joke bit...
I don't know what to do.
What is no that? Congestion for 8 hours.
So that would mean you go quicker.
Yeah, yes. I just worked that out.
What is that?
Well, I added something to my joke, and then I realised it was probably...
That's just a train wreck.
I tell you what, it was a quick trip home to Geelong yesterday.
Cut him off with the only button you can press.
You got it wrong.
Vicks vapor rub. There was no congestion. No. It was a quick trip home.
A quick trip home.
Jim.
Not a slow trip. What the hell?
Jesus, quick. I couldn't believe it.
What are we dealing with?
No. Hearse, no coffin.
Oh, no. Turn him off.
No congestion.
Turn him off. Stop his microphone from working.